all started in Sweden there in September and around the end of last year when Greta Thunberg started going on strike outside the Swedish Parliament every Friday until the Swedish government delivered their pledges that they agreed in the Paris Agreement. And she's keep doing it, and it's created a global movement. Even there last Friday, 10,000 kids took the street in Paris. So for the International School Climate Strike Day on March the 15th, I thought, yep, we're going to get involved in that in Donegal, you know. We're going to prove that we can keep up and we can have our voices heard, you know. It's been absolutely fantastic uptake, and I'm actually even more impressed to hear that it's coming mainly from individuals and not from schools. I've gotten a lot of emails from individual students, and I've actually got a lot of back and forth from local politicians.
And what sort of a message do you hope to send out to the Irish government from doing this?
Well, we're part of a national collective. We're not just by ourselves. Up here in Donegal, there's different strikes taking place in Dublin and in Cork and in Galway and everywhere. And the whole idea of it is that if enough kids decide to go on strike, then it's going to be enough for the government to see the problem that students are taking the responsibility, which the government should find quite embarrassing, that students have to stand up and say, hold on, you're doing this wrong. And B, even as I said earlier on, 10,000 took the street in Paris last Friday, which is sign enough that there's enough support for it and enough backing. So on March the 15th, it's the International Day. Hopefully we can create enough of a ruckus for the government to take notice of us and say, well, do you know what? You may be right. Let's get some proper work done here.